It's time for Wolverines Weekly. We sit down and recap the latest in WDC athletics. Let's hustle to it. Welcome back in here to another edition of Wolverines Weekly for KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. Well, we had a chance to talk with your Wadena Deer Creek head coaches and also the two nominees for the AAA award. We chat with them after this. Welcome in here to Wolverines Weekly, and we are talking with senior girls basketball player Maddie Packer. And Maddie, not only are you on the girls basketball team, you also were nominated for the AAA award for Wadena Deer Creek. Just talk a little bit about how cool that was.
Yeah, that was super cool to be able to even get nominated, and like how we get so many opportunities at WC.
And just kind of talk a little bit, we'll get back to it in a second, but you know, you're in the middle of the basketball season. Talk about how it's been going for you.
Yeah, I think it has been going well, and we've started off strong, and we've had some great wins over opponents.
And this season, it's been a mix of girls kind of contributing this year, a lot of veteran leadership. Just talk about how great it's been to be a part of that.
Yeah, it has been so fun being able to be part of this team and how everyone is stepping up in different ways.
And not only do you play basketball, Maddie, you also play tennis. You had an opportunity to go to the state tournament earlier this fall. Talk a little bit about how fun that was.
Yeah, that was fun, and it was really memorable being able to go to the state in tennis and all the fun memories I got to make with my friends.
What was one of your more favorite parts of this last tennis season for you, Maddie?
The team wins we got, and the team being able to get second in sections and bonding with the team.
Are you in any other sports, or what else do you like to do at Wadena Deer Creek?
I am in track and field, so that's a fun thing to do, and also involved in band and choirs.
You know, just talk a little bit about with the sports, with athletics. What's your favorite sport? Is it tennis, basketball, track and field?
That's a hard question, but I'll have to go with basketball right now since I'm playing this sport.
probably a good answer there. And you know, with AAA, obviously getting nominated for it, it's you know, something only one girl from each senior class at a school gets nominated for, and to be that, you have to be good in athletics. You have to excel in athletics, and you have to excel in arts. You have to excel in academics, and moving into the arts, you said you're in band and choir. Just talk about how long you've been in each one of those, and what instrument you play in band.
I've been in band since fifth grade, and I play the flute, and that's very fun. And I've been in choir since like ninth grade.
And just talk about what some of your favorite things to do in band or choir.
I like playing pep band with the band, being able to go and have good school spirit playing.
With the AAA award, obviously having to excel in academics as well, and it's a balance, really trying to juggle sports and activities and also having good grades, and you've been able to do all three of those. Kind of, what do you say is the, I'm trying to find the right way to word this, but what would you say is the, what helps you get that? Is it, you know, your family? Is it your friends? Is it the school? What do you say is a big reason why you're where you're at?
Probably my biggest supporters are my family, keeping me in line, and all my teachers at school, being able to work with them and just try to get everything balanced out.
And you know, looking at all the activities and the you know, whether it's band and choir, whether it's tennis, basketball, track and field, out of all of them, what would you say you know, your favorite one is, and just what are you going to miss about being involved here with stuff at Wadena Deer Creek?
Oh, I like all of them, but maybe tennis would be my favorite. But I'm going to miss all of the team bonding and the positive atmosphere we have at WDC and the fun things we get to have and opportunities we get to.
Putting you on the spot here, but you know, what are your plans for after WDC? Have you thought that far ahead, or are you just taking it day by day?
Kind of taking it day by day. I'm probably going to play tennis somewhere at a college, still trying to plan all that out.
All right, we're talking here with Maddie Packer. She's a senior at Wadena Deer Creek, a three-sport athlete and band and choir, also does great in the classroom as well. The girls nominee from Wadena Deer Creek for the Triple A Award. Maddie, thank you so much for taking the time to join in on the program. Have a great rest of your school year, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was Maddie Packer there talking about her experiences at Wadena Deer Creek. And it's fun. We get to talk to the coaches. Also great to get to talk to the students as well and get to hear it from their perspective as well. And we hope you guys like to hear it as well. Well, we just talked to her. She was the girls nominee. Let's go now talk to the boys nominee. And we got him right here. All right, here on Wolverines Weekly, we're talking here with Wadena Deer Creek senior basketball player Peyton Rondesvet. And Peyton, just talk a little bit about how your season's been going so far in basketball.
Well, we've been off to a little bit of a rough start, but dealing with injuries and sickness, it hasn't really helped us. And we're just hoping to turn things around here in some upcoming games and get it going in the right direction.
And not only do you play basketball, Peyton, you also play football, you play baseball, and, you know, you've been your class's nominee on the boys' side for the AAA Award, which highlights athletics, arts, and academics. And, you know, for those who don't know, just talk a little bit about your experiences in football and baseball.
Pretty much every sport I've been in at Wadena Deer Creek, it's been a lot of fun, and it means a lot to be able to represent my school and just having the opportunity to play those sports has meant a lot to me.
And so far at Wadena Deer Creek, what's been some of your favorite memories playing sports?
Definitely last year going to the state tournament for baseball was a lot of fun, and just being with all the guys and all the relationships I've made.
And also, you know, playing football, you just wrapped up your football career in the fall. But, you know, you had some great accolades to your name, getting put on that all-state team. Had the chance to go down to U.S. Bank Stadium over the last weekend, and you got to be recognized for that. How cool was it to not only have your name be called, but get to go down there with all these other great high school players and get your name shown up on the big board at U.S. Bank Stadium? I mean, it just must have been a very cool experience for you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's always fun going to see the Vikings play, and also, yeah, just being recognized as a good football player meant a lot, and just having my coaches come down there with me and one of my buddies and my parents means a lot.
And, you know, not only have you done great on the, you know, whether it's on the court, on the field, just talk about some other activities that you've been in at kind of at Wadena Deer Creek.
I guess I'm in NHS, National Honor Society, and that's been fun. Also, FCA is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I'm a co-leader with a couple other students, and that's also been a lot of fun to be able to be in different organizations with different groups and help each other learn.
Talk about what it's been like for you, obviously, doing great in sports, doing great off the field in terms of the classroom, and doing all these other activities. It's a lot of work. Does it ever get long, or is it just fun to be in all this stuff?
Yeah, it definitely does get to be a little overwhelming at some points, but it's all worth it, and every once in a while, just got to take a little break and go do something you love. For me, that's getting outdoors and going fishing or something, and that just helps me reset and have the energy to keep going.
And getting being the Wadena Deer Creek nominee for the AAA Award, you've obviously had to have some people in your life who've helped you along the way. Who would you say some of your biggest supporters have been?
Definitely my parents and my whole family. My grandparents are always there supporting me, and my sister, and just all my friends and everyone, all the coaches also, and I just am extremely blessed to have all of them in my life.
And what are you going to miss most about your time here at Wadena Deer Creek?
All of the relationships that I got with people, and yeah, just having those last moments going out on the field and on the court, just going to not take them for granted.
And putting you on the spot here a little bit, Peyton, but have you thought at all about your plans for next year? Are you still just taking it one day at a time and enjoying being a Wolverine?
Yeah, so far right now I'm pretty undecided and just taking it all in and trying to have a good senior year.
All right, we're talking here with Wadena Deer Creek senior basketball player and AAA Award nominee. It's Peyton Rondesvet. Peyton, thanks for taking the time to join us here on the program. Great to have you on, and best of luck the rest of your school year and whatever comes next.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Talking again with senior Peyton Rondesvet, who was the Wadena Deer Creek Boys nominee for the AAA Award. Great to talk about all these kids do, and obviously the point of Wolverines Weekly, we talk more about the athletics and the activities, but it's a whole experience when you get to do high school, especially at these smaller schools in this area, and it's really fun to talk about it with some of these kids and get to see them go through these experiences. Well, we have more to come. Now we're going to sit down and talk with your head coaches, and we're going to talk with Peyton's head coach, Kevin Thunberg. That's coming up after the break here on Wolverines Weekly. All right, next up here on Wolverines Weekly, we're talking with head boys basketball coach Kevin Thunberg. And coach, your team had three close basketball games since the last time we talked. Weren't able to come away with the wins, but just talk about how your team is feeling after those tough matchups.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, like you said, it was three tough games, you know, where we had chances in all three of them, and we came down to the wire, and we were just not able to make plays down the stretch. You know, and it kind of stinks to come up short, but you got to take and learn something from each one where, you know, with like Pillager the other night, they're a little more physical than we were. So trying to bring some more physicality to the ending in that game would have been beneficial. Last night, our main point guard ball handler went down with a rolled ankle with a couple of minutes to go in the game. And we were really needing somebody to kind of take over and be that primary ball handler for us late in the game. And unfortunately, we couldn't get anything to kind of get mustered up. So, you know, it's just one of those things where you hope that these young guys, you know, and the team as a whole, since we're still fairly early in the year, we just learn from them because he can trust us that this is not going to be the last time we're in some close games, where hopefully we can take a little bit from each game and kind of learn from where we maybe made some mistakes and came up short and move forward and be able to do better next time.
Yeah, and late game situations are always interesting because, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like they're just kind of some of the hardest to coach. And how do you go about that? Is there a way to really simulate it in practice, or is it just one of those where you have to kind of go out in games and you have to experience it to really understand how to close them out?
Oh, absolutely. We'll throw some like late game plays in where we got to go full court or half court or whatever, and with you know, give them different scenarios. You know, we're up two with a minute to go, how do we approach this situation? Or we're down to, and you know, you kind of let the kids play it out, but there's really nothing when it's in practice and you're doing, you know, 5 to 10 different scenarios in a 20-minute window compared to the real deal with fans in the stands and where the game actually or the outcome actually matters. You can't really replicate that to a T. You know, so really, I think big picture, just being able to experience some of these close games and get to actually try to battle through them can only help us as we look forward to keep pushing on in our season.
And coach, you guys get the opportunity here on Saturday. You get to play in the Crossover Classic in Perham, and you get to play a matchup here with Hancock. Just how cool of an opportunity is it to go do a classic like this and to play a tough opponent like Hancock?
Yeah, it was a big honor for me when I got a call from the people down at the breakdown that put this on and sponsor this when they kind of asked or invited us to join the Crossover Classic that they're putting on. So right away, you know, that just tells you a little bit about where your program's at, that you get an invite to something like that. And now we get to draw Hancock, who was in the state tournament last year in 1A. They had returned a lot of players, and they're a very, very talented team this year. And, you know, it's going to be a big test for us, that's for sure. The kids are going to have to be ready to go. We played last night, we play again tonight, and then we'll play again tomorrow morning. So the third game of 3 days in a row having a game, we'll definitely need a battle and have all hands on deck. But it's going to be a fun challenge. It should be a fun atmosphere over playing in the Hive in Perham. It's a beautiful facility, so hopefully we can get some, I don't know for sure what time the show airs, but maybe we'll already have a win by the time people are hearing this.
And, you know, you get that game, and then you guys kind of get a nice little break. You don't have a game until Thursday when you play Verndale. And, you know, is that, at this point in the season, kind of that middle part, when you get a little break like that where it's only one game in a week, is that nice because it gives you time to work on some stuff? Or would you rather, you know, maybe have a couple games to keep everybody in the rhythm? Or does it is it not really a preference to you?
I'm really happy for the break right now, just as far as our team goes, for two big reasons. Number one, we haven't had really a full 100% healthy squad in about a month. You know, so some extra just practice days where we can take it easy and guys can hopefully get healthy and not be on the go so much. That can only benefit us. And the second takeaway that I enjoy of having a shorter week next week is because this week we played last Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, where we can use a little bit of practice time just to, you know, like last night, a couple of late game situations that didn't go our way. But now we have two games in a row. We can't really practice any of those types of situations. We just get your jersey back on and get ready to play again. So we definitely are welcoming a one-game week next week.
And, Coach, last question here for you. We had a chance earlier in the show to talk with Peyton Rondesvet, your senior, and he was a nominee from Wadena Deer Creek for the AAA award. And just talk about what his presence has been on this team.
Oh, Peyton's one of the you know, elite, not only players, but just people that you will ever meet. He is one of the most humble kids I've ever gotten the chance to coach, to get to know. I coach him not only in basketball, but also I'm assistant baseball coach, so I get to see him there. And we actually play on the same amateur baseball team in the summer with the Bluffton Braves. So I'm with this kid, I mean, almost 9 out of the 12 months of the year, and it's just an absolute treat. I mean, he is such a genuine kid. He works his butt off, but he's been honored in so many things, the XL Award with football. You know, he's just, but you never know it. You know, you talk to him about, hey, did you have a good football season? Yeah, it was all right. You know, where he's just a really cool kid. And I can't think of somebody that would have been a better nominee from our school district to have that award. But, you know, like I just said, if you ask the other kids on the team, they probably have no idea, because he's not one that would be going around flaunting and bragging about it. But he's definitely deserving of that award.
Talking here with Wadena Deer Creek head boys basketball coach Kevin Thunberg. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to join in the program, and we'll chat at you again next week.
I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Again, that was Wadena Deer Creek head boys basketball coach Kevin Thunberg joining in on the program. Well, we have more to come here on Wolverines Weekly, including a conversation that we have with the head girls basketball coach, and here's a little bit of what that sounded like. Welcome back in here to Wolverines Weekly, and we're talking with head girls basketball coach Jordan Cressip. And coach, your team went 1-1 since the last time we talked. Just talk a little bit about how your team is feeling after the last couple games.
Yeah, we're doing okay. We've ran into some tough competition last week and in Pillager and last night with Minaga, but those are good learning experiences for us. As long as our girls understand and have the attitude of, hey, you know, they kind of punch us in the mouth and they took it to us at times. There are things that we can, you know, specifically narrow down and improve upon. And if we do that, we'll just continue to get better. So, we just look at those losses as learning experiences.
Yeah, and, you know, you kind of touched on a little bit just that learning experience of, okay, you know what, we didn't play our best today, we didn't come out on top, but here's what we need to do to kind of get back on top and to do all these things. And how important is that to kind of have that early in the season and, you know, the phrase, you know, taking your lumps or whatever you want to say, just of them kind of knowing that, and then when it happens later in the season, in the postseason, they kind of already know how to do it, right?
Right, exactly. And we really just try to narrow down, like, specifically what we actually need to do to improve, and we look, you know, right at our mistakes, and it's all correctable. You know, we try and just keep it as simple as possible. We try and correct exactly what we need to correct, and keep it moving forward into the next game, and you know, we just kind of keep rolling and keep improving as much as we can, and you know, other teams are doing the same thing, so. It's important for everybody to be on the same page about improvement and working hard and getting after in practice.
Yeah, and maybe not so much specifically on the games you're talking about this week, but just generally as a team, what are a few of those things that you want them to be working on now here as we've kind of passed the midway point of the basketball season?
Right. We came across a couple teams in Pillager and Minaga that are incredibly quick and physical, especially on the perimeter. So we're just really working on handling pressure and handling a full court press and handling a couple, you know, different defenses that teams are throwing against us, and trying to get our kids to, you know, take ownership of what's going on the court and be leaders out there and just take control when things are a little bit chaotic. We got to have some people out there that kind of calm the troops down and take care of the ball. We've gotten kind of, I guess, lousy with the ball, and you know, when we do that, you know, it's pretty simple. Other team is getting extra opportunities and easy opportunities. So yeah, it's really just kind of taking care of the ball against teams that pressure.
Yeah, and pressure is one of those things where, you know, especially in basketball, if you can't figure out how to stop it, you're going to have a long night. So what are those things that you do? Is it in practice? Do you just keep running it over and over again? Is it some kind of specific, you know, thing that you point out to them? Kind of how do you go about improving that as a coaching staff?
Yeah, a lot of it is a mindset, and a lot of it is some of our younger girls or less experienced girls just getting experience against that type of pressure. You know, it's hard for us to simulate Monaga in practice just because they have elite athletes all over the place. And so, you know, it's just developing that mindset, hey, if I'm getting pressured, we gotta counter that with a little aggression on our own. Maybe draw some fouls, maybe take it at them a little bit, but we also don't want to force things. And that's when we have to really trust our offense and trust our setting good screens and cutting hard and getting open and being a little bit more physical, being okay with being physical because it's part of the game. And sometimes that's a little eye-opener right away for our girls, and especially for our less experienced girls. So it's just handling that pressure, staying, keeping our mentality as, okay, maybe we made a mistake here, but we got to move on to the next play and just try and eliminate that mistake from happening again.
And, you know, as we said, already kind of gotten to the midway point of this season. And like you said, a lot of veterans, a lot of younger players, and kind of just mixing them together. Who have been a few girls that so far through this season, you know, have you kind of looked at them, and whether it's in practice, whether it's in games, say, you know what, they've really kind of been exceeding the expectations that either they or you guys as a staff maybe set for them in the year?
Yeah, I would say we got a couple freshmen, Addison Gravel and Montana Carson, that have been doing some good things for us this year. They've taken a pretty good jump from last year with Montana. She puts in a lot of time in the summer and the off season shooting, and it's been evident with our season so far. She's knocking down shots. She's being more aggressive with the ball too. And then, you know, with Addie, she was out a lot of last season, and it was a shortened season as it was, so there wasn't a whole lot of rhythm or continuity that we could get with her. But this year she's kind of taken on that that scoring role and that player that we can have, you know, take it at some pressure and relieve some pressure and take it at the rim and draw some fouls and do some scoring. And then I'd say, you know, along with those two, Lauren Gravel and Madison Packer have just been steady as ever. And, you know, they come in day in and day out and get the job done and work hard and are solid leaders. And so, I mean, a lot of that just goes unnoticed, but I feel like they need to be recognized for their efforts as well and just being good team players.
Yeah, and you mentioned one of them there is the Madison Packer, and she was nominated as the girl representative for Wadena Deer Creek for the AAA award. She got her name nominated there. And just talk about what it's been like working with her, and we had the chance to talk with her earlier in the program, and just what does it mean to have her on your team?
It means a lot. She's one of those players and one of those types of people that, you know, she just does all the little things, and she knows exactly what's expected of her. She's a great help side defender. She makes all the plays on the court, and she's just a great role model for all of our younger girls to look up to. And we do it all the time in practice. We say, hey, look at Madison Packer doing this ball handling drill. Look how hard she's going every single time. You know, her success is not an accident. She truly puts in the time and puts in the effort into everything she does. So that AAA award and the nomination is, she's incredibly deserving of that. She's involved in so many different activities and strives to do her best at all of them. She's a great person, a great student, and she truly deserves all the recognition in the world for everything she does.
All right, we're talking here with Wadena Deer Creek head girls basketball coach Jordan Cressup here. Coach, thanks for giving us the time here this week, and good luck through the rest of next week, and we'll chat at you then.
Sounds good. Thank you, CJ. Appreciate it.
All right, great to catch up with Coach Cressup there, and we have more to come here on Wolverines Weekly, including talking with head hockey coach Scott Woods and head wrestling coach Brad Wallum, and we're going to chat with them in just a little bit here on Wolverines Weekly on KWAD. Welcome back into Wolverines Weekly, and we're talking with head hockey coach Scott Woods. Coach, the last week you've had a tough couple games. You've been 1-1. Just talk about how you're feeling.
Well, I think we feel good about it. The River Lakes game, it was 2-1 going in the third period, and it just got away from us. And that hasn't happened all year. And I really don't think it wasn't like our kids laid down and quit at all. We had some goals we don't usually allow that went in, and we didn't score at times when we've hardly been scoring. So it's a combination of both. I mean, you don't want to give up four goals in the third period, but you've also got to score them too. So you can't put it on your goalie or defenseman or, you know, for giving up goals because your forwards got to score too. So it was just, it was one of those things where, you know, what I find is you play 25 games a year and no matter what you tell them, no matter how hard you try and get them ready, you don't always play a full, you know, full game. It just sometimes gets away from you, or sometimes it's just some bad bounces. You know, it wasn't like we played terrible. It just kind of got away from us. And then last night we played well, and you know, they have Prairie Center's got one player that's far and above better than anybody they have. So we had a good game plan to kind of shadow him and shut him down, and we did a really good job until they got a couple power plays. That's where they scored to stay in the game. But otherwise, we definitely outplayed them.
And, you know, talking a little bit about your defense here, they've done a good job this season with goaltending, with defense. And just, you know, for somebody who doesn't always follow hockey, just, you know, what makes a good high school hockey defense?
Well, a big thing for us is they need to be a good skater. They need to be able to get back and get to the puck fairly quickly and be able to be, I guess, agile on their skates so they can turn and move and make it harder for a forward to come crashing in and try and take the puck away from them. So a big part of that, excuse me, is, you know, being a good skater and then having good vision when they get the puck. You know, a lot of times people see a defender as someone who's just always trying to stop the other team, which is obviously important. Be physical and stuff out front of our net, but we look for a defenseman that can skate with it and get their head up and break the puck out of our end. So I think our guys have done a good job of that. The less you're playing in your own end, the less you're going to get scored on. You know, it's a lot like football. You know, you want to have good field position, and if you're playing in your own end a lot, you're at risk of giving up goals. So we want guys that can see it and move the puck to their forwards and get it up and out of our end.
And who have been a few players for you guys that have been leading that charge on the defensive side?
Well, for the most part, you know, we have four or five guys that play that back there. Caden Peterson has done a nice job back there. He's just been fighting the bug this week, so he hasn't been in the lineup as much, but he's played really well as of late. We have some returners in Aiden Sutherland and Dalton Moyer that came back from playing last year that did a really nice job. And Jager Pettit's a new sophomore that's played well for us back there. And then Austin Oldbelt's another player who's been a forward pretty much his whole career. But he sees the ice really well, so we tried him out back there, and he's looked really good, and we've been successful. So with those four or five guys playing pretty regular, it's they've done a nice job for us.
And now on Saturday here, you have a game coming up against Kitson Central. Just talk a little bit about what your keys to victory are in that game.
Well, they're going to be a lot like Prairie Center. They've got, in their case, probably two, but especially one guy that's pretty gifted, and he can score goals at will. So we're going to have somewhat of a similar game plan. You know, we probably can't shadow two guys, and we don't do that very often. You know, the Prairie Center game, again, he's pretty rare. He's got, I think, 26 goals on his team, and the next guy maybe has five. So that was one of those things where we played a little bit different style. But I think in this one, we just need to play our game, and when their better couple guys are out there, we need our better couple guys, you know, playing really well on offense. Sometimes that's your best defense, is just have it in their end. Don't give their better players opportunities to score. And I think if we do that, we're definitely deeper. We've got three lines, you know, that can all score and then play well defensively. And, you know, they're all playing well. You know, we've got one line that's doing more of the scoring, another that's pretty good offensively and defensively at the same time. And we've also got a senior line that they're not putting up a lot of points, but they sure play hard. They've had a really good year, and they can shut down other teams defensively at the same time. So I think if all of them are going, our defensemen are moving the puck and our goalies playing well, it should be a good outcome for us.
And then moving into to next week on Tuesday here, you guys have Park Rapids area coming up. And, you know, with the being so close in the schools, do you consider that a rivalry game? And if so, just kind of talk about how games like that help you at this point in the season, kind of get everybody motivated a little bit.
Well, and I think it definitely is for the kids. You know, they see it that way. They play for this cup, this Highway 71 cup that they like to play for. It, a lot like Prairie Center. You get those schools that are close. And it doesn't seem to matter if one team's up or down. You know, our record's been better this year. We're playing well, but that'll be a battle no matter what. And we want those. You know, we tell the guys that all the time. We want the rivalry games. We also want the games like a River Lakes moved out of our section, but they're a good quality team. A St. Cloud Cathedral. You get some of those games that aren't rivalries, but they're so important to have those tight games. And, you know, I told the kids we can create a schedule where we win every single game, and that just doesn't do us any good. We need to be in there battling. So having, you know, and especially, again, a rivalry game where we know no matter what either team has, they're going to be up for it, you've got to come to play, you know, and especially in your own building. Last year, we outplayed them and ended up losing the game, and that's still kind of bitter and for some of the kids. So I think they're going to be ready to play hard Tuesday and make sure they hang on to that cup, too.
All right, talking here with Wadena Deer Creek head hockey coach. It's Scott Woods. Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us here this week, and best of luck in your game Saturday and your games the rest of the week.
Sounds good. Thank you. We always appreciate the coverage.
That'll wrap up our show for today. This has been Wolverines Weekly here on KWAD. Stay tuned next week as we will bring you more conversations with the Wadena Deer Creek coaches and more. See you then.